The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff Mom Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio. And I am embarrassingly excited to continue doing this. Our mini-series, our very special mini-series about The Last of Us, the TV show, which currently... not a sponsor in any way, which is a shame and really dropped the ball, in my opinion. But here we are anyway, so maybe they were smarter. there will be spoilers for the first four episodes of the show, but Samantha has been a really good guide for me about not spoiling the game, although I maintain all of you who have listened to the show and not been spoiled, you are amazing.
Right. They may have just bypassed not realizing what it was.
Yes, it's true. But I have realized it's been a fun exercise for me because I've realized some of the things you talk about, or I talk about specifically, but can be spoilers, even though they don't feel like they are. So I have to be really careful. I have to think about it a lot. But it's true. I'm looking out. I'm looking out for you because I want all of you who are watching it, haven't been spoiled, to enjoy the ride.
There you go. And yeah, there's a whole lot of flips. And as we know, when it comes to made for TV or translated to screen, it's a little different from the game. But they've done a great job in keeping at least the spirit, they being the directors and writers and the creators of the show. So, you know, it's not too many spoilers in the game. There's not too many things. So we will let you know of some of the changes because Annie knows them in depth.
I do.
In depth.
I'm very in depth indeed. Yeah, because if it's not clear, like The Last of Us, if I had, you know, in Inside Out where she's got like the, here's her hockey world and here's the Last of Us would be one of mine. It's like one of my very favorite things.
Like there's four parts to your world. It'd be Star Wars, Last of Us, fan fiction, and podcasting.
Yes, that's essentially sums me up. If you've noticed, these come out on Saturday. We are changing up the schedule a little bit while this show runs, and it does run for 9 episodes. It will, the finale is on the 12th, so the final episode, which might be a part 2, should be the 19th. And in the meantime, my happy hours, which come out twice a week, are replaced by these. I know it's kind of confusing, but essentially, this is a special thing we're doing on Saturdays until like March, mid-March-ish, and then we'll return maybe to our regularly scheduled programming.
Maybe.
I mean, who knows?
You know, we're all about flexibility.
Yes.
That's the key. And we love to switch it up for you.
That's true. We got to keep you on your toes. I did want to throw a quick content warning in for this one about gun violence and death. Nothing too in-depth, but we will be talking about that. And yes, today we are talking about episode 4 which was called Please Hold to My Hand, which is based on lyrics played from the song in there. We'll talk about that more in a minute. But they have been doing that for the past couple of episodes, naming them after lyrics. I also want to say, again, Samantha and I are watching this together, and this was a fun one because we made a decaf coffee drink because it was a coffee was featured throughout the episode.
Right. Well, one of the things we find out in the game, as you would expect, there's not a lot of coffee in zombie world.
Yep.
Post-apocalypse, I guess. Mm-hmm. And so Joel misses it very much. And when he finds it, he is so happy about it and drinks the worst type of coffee.
Yes.
Essentially. Mm-hmm. So to us, the worst type of coffee probably would be decaf. It was tasty, though.
It was tasty. Well, Ellie also, despises, yes, because we were watching it at like 9 p.m. We were not going to, I'm not going to drink caffeine at 9 p.m.
That would keep me up. No, thank you.
Yes. Also, this is coming out too late for anybody to really care about this. But the next episode, episode 5, which I think is going to be one of the best of the series, was originally slated to play against the Super Bowl, but, oh no, what if I get in trouble for saying that? Never mind, don't come at me. They moved the streaming release date to this Friday, the Friday before the Super Bowl. So what is that, the 10th? I don't know, you can figure it out.
It's February 10th.
But, because I keep trying to glean details from the descriptions. So I'll look up, like, on TV Guide, like, tell me how long it is and what the title is. And HBO is real cagey about it. But they haven't released because it's only streaming on Friday. Ah, sneaky, sneaky, sneaky.
They can't give away everything, Annie.
I know, but I want to die. All right. Well, shall we start, as we always do with these, with your recap, Samantha?
Yes, here we go. Are y'all ready? Mm-hmm. So we have left dear Frank in Bill's house. They are on their trip. They camp because he's like, you know, we need to pull over. We're gonna do a little camping. We discover between all of this, he's siphoning gas and he doesn't know the science to it. No worries. No one does. Ellie has found a pun book. What's the name of it, Annie?
Hold on. Let me get it.
She actually has a copy.
I do, and I'm going to read some puns at the end, so please stay tuned for that. I know that won't scare anyone away. It's called No Pun Intended, Volume 2, T-O-O, These Puns Quack Me Up by Will Livingston.
By Will Livingston. So here we see her start her puns, which we find Joel reticent. Mm-hmm. In this process, but, you know, whatever. She's like, oh, get ready for more. We know that Ellie has stolen a gun, and Joel has no idea about that. So that will come into play. We get to their first campsite, and they've eaten 20-year-old Chef Boyardee ravioli, which, you know what? I'm a fan. I'm not going to lie. I still love it.
Not a sponsor.
Not a sponsor, but I will eat that crap. It is crap. We know this. But I will eat it. Mm-hmm. But they have a conversation. She shovels it down. And Pedro Pascal does the thing that I hate and pretends to eat it, but just keeps chopping away at it and never takes a bite. I really hate that. Like, at least pretend to take a bite. But anyway, they go to sleep. She tells a pun, which was...
She says... Why did the scarecrow win an award? And then silence. Joel says, because he was outstanding in his field.
Da, da, da. And so Joel is participating, which she's like, you dick, my favorite phrase.
Yeah.
And he was like, are we really okay? Because he said that they couldn't do a fire. And she asked, I don't think we're too far out to have any infected out here. And he was like, it's not the infected that you need to worry about. She goes, oh, people. And he's like, yes. She, as they're getting to sleep, she's like, are you sure we're safe? And he's like, yes, we're safe. But then we turn around and see that he stays up all night, even though that plan was he was going to sleep, but to protect and keep watch. We wake up to him making coffee, and she hates it and says, it smells like shit.
Yep.
And you know what? I could see that. I could see that. But I love coffee.
Me too.
And they move on, and she's like, I can't believe you drank that. I can't believe Starbucks served this. People went to get this, and he takes a big slurp, as he does, to show it off. We find a Hank Williams tape. That's way back when. And he puts it in. And yes, there is, that is in the game.
Yep. Same song.
FYI. But I think it's a different song, actually. I heard someone say it's not the same song. They played a different song than what you see in the game. But it goes hand in hand with the episode.
Right.
We come up on Kansas City, and we see all these pileup of cars, and we're like, oh, no, what's happening? There's a barricade, and so they have to take a detour. And during this detour, rut-row, comes a man who is seemingly injured, and Joel is suspicious, and Ellie's like, aren't we going to help him? And he's like, no, and veers and almost runs him over, and yep, it was an ambush. Gunshots are happening. All the chaos. He quickly swerves into a gas station?
Yeah.
Abandoned building. We'll go with that. Abandoned building. And they hide, and he tells her to go crawl through the hole. I'll cover you. And then he shoots somebody, and one person dies, and he shoots several other people, and other people dies. And then all of a sudden, when he thought he was okay, he gets jumped by a guy named Brian, who is very angry because all of his friends has just gotten killed by this man. And he gets the jump on him, and he's choking him. And oh my goodness, Ellie sees what's happening. She comes out in her kind of hesitation, but then she does shoot. Not a great aim, because I'm like, what? Why? Because it passed through him. It would have killed Joel, but luckily it just stuck in his butt and causing Brian to be paralyzed. Things change. Brian's begging for his life. He even says, take me to my mom. That was probably one of the saddest lines. We're cool. I'm not angry anymore. My name is Brian. What's your name? I'm sorry. At this point, Joel's like, go back inside. And we see Joel grab a knife, which was his knife, Brian's knife, and then we hear a noise. So assuming that he had been stabbed. This, we see Ellie hiding back in the hole, crying, but trying to get herself together. Joel comes in after she moves some items from the doorway so he can get in. By the way, that happens a lot in the game where she has to crawl up things and into things to move things to let the adults in, essentially. Mm-hmm. And there we see them having a conversation about life, essentially, and the fact that Ellie had to do that. He's trying to apologize, but he can't really apologize. And he's trying to check in on her. And she kind of says, that's not the first time I've done that. Mm-hmm. So, I feel like that might be a premonition.
Yeah.
That we're gonna learn about, and then but she does ask Joel, "How did you know this? That this was a bad thing? That this would happen?" And he was like, "I've been on both sides. People do whatever they can to survive." So she's like, "Oh, so you've been the bad guy, essentially?" And he's like, "Again, we did what we had to survive." At this time, also going back because I did forget, Joel does explain what happens to Tommy about Tommy just joining things, including joining the military and then joining the Fireflies. And that's why Tommy and he had a disagreement, essentially. And that's why he's searching for them. Mm-hmm. And then we find a new character, Kathleen, who is actually not in the game. So they brought a new character on, and she is the leader of this militia because they have taken over this area, which was a QZ by Fedra, but they overtook them. They are angry. They are taking people out. We see her interrogating a doctor who had actually birthed her, and she's very angry because not only has people died, but her brother had been killed, and she's looking for a person named Henry. And yes, this is a big deal. Where is Henry? Because she is sure that he had ratted her brother out, which caused his death, his murder, essentially. Then they find out this ambush had happened. All their people had died. So she rushes out, looks at the dead, including Brian, which they call back on. And she's like, does a rally cry, essentially, with the group, saying that Henry, again, this mysterious Henry, was at fault, and he has brought in people. He had, like, called in for reinforcements, and this is obviously that. Mm-hmm. She turns back around. At the beginning, she seemed hesitant to kill the doctor, but not any longer, and just immediately executes him. Comes back, says, we need to find Henry. And there's a dude named Perry, who is actually the voice of Tommy.
Yes.
On the game.
Yes.
And we love having people from the game in this movie. Mm-hmm. But yes, he plays a man named Perry who has been military and who is her second man in charge, essentially, in between. And so they all go searching because they're like, we need to find Henry. Mm-hmm. Remember, Henry is. During this time, though, Perry's like, oh, we got an issue. Takes her to an empty room. And all of a sudden, we see that the floor is sinking in, crumbling. Yep. And it's like almost like it's a volcano about to erupt. Mm-hmm. Ruh-roh, but she doesn't want to tell anybody. butt rut row.
Yeah.
Just so you know. Mm-hmm. Later we come back and she has found what seems to be a hideout for two people, a boy and an older dude. We find out this is Henry and Sam. She is sure that they are part of the problem. She's trying to find them. She's trying to see if they're stealing food, all these things. So they're on the hunt.
Yes.
For Henry and Sam. Mm-hmm. We come back to Ellie and we come back to Joel, who has found a place to rest. They have a conversation about more puns.
Yes.
I believe there's a diarrhea one.
Yep.
At this point. I'm sure you'll share that in a minute. Oh, you want to share it now? Go ahead. Go ahead.
Did you know diarrhea is hereditary? It runs in your genes.
There it is. And he kind of smirks, and we see them bonding at this point. He teaches her how to hold a gun, shows all of these things. So they're bonding. She had taken the gun back and actually put it in her jacket. Good to know. Probably need to remember that. Joel lays out glass at the doorway so he can hear people if they come in, you know, just in case they get surprised. We see them going to sleep, and then all of a sudden we see Ellie saying, "Joel, wake up." And he turns to see that she's standing up with a man who's holding a gun to her head. And then he turns around and looks at a young boy with what looks like paint on his eyes. I think he's a superhero at this point. Mm-hmm. Pointing a gun at him. End scene.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Once again, fantastic freak up, Samantha.
There it is.
Paints a picture, does. Okay, so I do have a lot of things I want to talk about with this. I find
it was a 45-minute episode?
I know, but I have a lot of things.
Okay.
But it'll go quick. I mean, don't worry.
I like it. Let's go.
Okay.
Let's go.
All right. So one of the first things I saw after this episode came out was a lot of discussion around, and not necessarily negative discussion at all, but like, what's the difference between an adaption and a remake? Because this was very like, the whole first part where they're in the truck, straight from the game. Like, exactly. Like, when she's looking through that, like, gay magazine.
Yep.
I
forgot that part.
Beat by beat.
Every line for line.
Mm-hmm. Which I don't. It's so funny because I'm kind of like, I don't have a problem with that at all. And I've said a million times on this show, I think that game is already pretty much a movie.
Right.
With just a bunch of like wandering in between. But it is
gathering
funny.
Gathering of supplies.
Yes, the supplies. Read the notes to hear people talk about it. It was cool to see Tommy's voice actor. And if you're so inclined, if you compare like Tommy, his voice from the first episode to this, the voice actor's voice, you can hear it. It's the same.
They are like, it was pretty impressive when we were watching the first episode because it really did feel like, I'm like, oh, he wasn't the voice actor, but that sounds just like him. Mm-hmm. And then we see Perry, but here I feel like the character of Perry, the actor, he softened it a little bit to be different. I feel like he did that on purpose.
Yeah, it's not the exact same, but it was cool because I am like such a huge nerd and we always watch the like behind the scenes thing at the end.
We love it.
Yeah, and it was cool to see the voice actor say like, this is one of the surprise joys of my life playing this character and I never knew I would be here. Like, that's really cool. I like that a lot. I do think they are doing kind of a, here's your huge emotional episode. Here's your like builder to the next huge emotional episode. And here's your builder to the next one. I think the next episode is going to be like really long and sad. Well, I think so. But this was definitely like a bonding. This was showing the traveling scenes and bonding between Ellie and Joel, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
It did crack me up how many people, and I love you all, thank you, who contacted me and were just sending me headlines about the pun book. this is the heart of The Last of Us. This is dad jokes are saving The Last of Us, and it's great. And I was like, yeah. And even somebody said, I can see why you love this now.
Like, they know you do well.
You are correct. I love it. And it is very sweet because the look on Joel's face when she starts reading him the puns of pure panic is like joy to me. Like, oh God, what is she doing? She's reading puns. And I love like when he finally laughs at the end at the puns he tells, which he tells them so funny where she's trying to pretend like she's got a serious question and then the pun. And he laughs at the end and he says, I'm losing it. And she says, you're losing it big time, which I think is a callback to the first episode because that's when Sarah had called out, your shirt is on inside out. And Tommy joked like, oh, he's losing it. And she said, oh yeah, big time. This is also, I think, when we're seeing the trope emerge fully of sad murder dad, which I have talked about.
Oh, yeah.
But that is what that is the trope in fan fiction that Joel would be called, where you see, like, I've also heard emotionally constipated man, which I like.
That's on point.
Yeah, where you see him, he's definitely got these protective instincts, and it extends beyond Ellie and Tess. But also to Tommy, like, this whole mission is, like, I have to be there to protect him. He can't protect himself. I have to do it. That scene where he's, like, waiting at night, can't sleep and guarding Ellie. Like, he has that with him. And then, like, the whole idea of when he's trying to comfort Ellie and he says, you know, I'm not good at this. I don't know what to do. And then we kind of get the first hints. I think they're going to give us some more background, but the first hints of Joel's past of kind of this, we did what we have to do to survive. And what does that mean? And I also will say, I've said it before on this podcast several times, but I've said The Mandalorian is essentially the same story. And a lot of people sent me messages about that as well. But it's a very popular, it's a popular trope of kind of the like closed off, protective, violent man who sort of gets his shell broken by some usually like innocent human or creature in Grogu's case, Baby Yoda's case. There's definitely some dad vibes like when he panics at the puns, but also when he panics at the like gay magazine when she's asking him why the pages are stuck together and he's like, oh God, what do I do?
That's pretty good.
It was pretty funny. He also has some pretty dramatic lines like saving the world is a pipe dream. That's when he's talking about Tommy and like why he thinks what Tommy is doing is ridiculous. And then you have Ellie's response of sort of why bother going on without hope. And Joel says, you keep going for family. And Ellie says, I'm not family. And he says, no, you're cargo. You might want to keep that in mind. Mm-hmm. But he says he's like doing it for Tess. He's trying to get Ellie where she needs to go because of Tess, because Tess was family. And that was her like final wish, was that you'll see if you can get Ellie to the Fireflies so they can get this potential vaccine for all of this terrible stuff. And then you do have the teaching of gun stuff. If you've been listening to these, if you've been watching the show, you know Ellie has been pushing for this for a long time. And he finally gives in. And this was a big point in the game as well, where she has this moment where she saves his life and he's just angry at her. Because he doesn't, it's a multifaceted, but because he doesn't want her to, as a child, have
he's
to do this.
He's trying to protect her. Yeah.
Exactly. And they even have that conversation in the show where she's like, well, does it get easier when you're an adult? And he's like, nope, not really. But he eventually is like, you know, you were right. It was either him or me. And he teaches her how to shoot. I did think this was interesting because one of the first, in kind of our jumbled first episode, I talked about this, but I read an article about the difference between adapting, like between a video game and a show like this when it comes to camera angles. Because in the video game, you can control your camera angles. But in the show, obviously, you can't. And I found it really interesting, and I personally am glad they did it this way, that a lot of the time, the camera angles, like when Joel kills Brian, the camera is on Ellie and you're not watching the violence. And when Kathleen kills the doctor, the camera is on Kathleen and you're not seeing that. I just think that's really interesting about choosing the shot and choosing the POV. You know, there are arguments to be made about, I just feel like showing violence is, you have to be careful about it. And I do, that's like in the final episode, I've got like more thoughts on this, but I'm saving them for the final episode. But I do think that's interesting. And also in the kind of the behind the scenes thing after this episode, they talked about how like this group in the game is sort of an obstacle and they were trying to make them more than an obstacle. And I think that's interesting because I do think that the conversation around violence in video games is much more than we can unpack here. But if you're, that's one of the issues people have is like if you're treating people as obstacles you just have to get through, then what does that look like? But The Last of Us is pretty good, not always, but pretty good about like, oh, they do give people in the game like the names. So like you'll shoot someone and they'll be like, oh, Brian, no.
Yep.
Like it's awful.
Yup.
It hurts.
Real bad.
It is. It is. So that's interesting. And then something else that Samantha saw me freak out over that they said in the behind the scenes is that, you know, Ellie took this shot to save Joel. Ellie is just like Joel, which is a point I've made a million times.
It's true.
And I will continue to make. But we'll save that, put a pin in that one for later.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com. where America goes to hire.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Also, one of the interesting points of this, I think, episode was this really hammering home of the people are bad idea. Like, there's infected, but the people are the ones you should be really afraid of. And they talked about that in the after thing, too, of, like, you know, the history of people being as bad as the ones they replace when it comes to, like, for this example, they were talking about Frederick Huzy gets overthrown, but then who comes over and takes over is this militia. Mm-hmm. Are they better or not? And sort of that, like, the ugliness of violence, the cycle of violence. Again, these are all things that I've, like, ranted Samantha's ear off about these games.
Love it.
Yeah, but that kind of idea of, you know, in theory, Henry has hurt, in some way led to the death of Kathleen's brother, and now Kathleen is killing all these other people in his name, and, like, who do they get vengeance on? That's a big line I always bring up in Kill Bill in the beginning, when mm-hmm. she's like, one day you can grow up and get revenge against me. Like,
right.
That cycle. Neil Druckmann, the creator, did say that one of his favorite things is humanizing villains, which did crack me up, which is true. It is absolutely true. But I am interested to see where Kathleen goes, because she's not in the game, or if she is, she's an NPC, like, she's barely in there. So I am interested to see what happens with her. I did want to end on a couple of things that we'll touch on the past episode as well. One of them is this idea I didn't bring up, but I do think is really important in this game. And I think in the next episode, it will become more clear why, but, like, the idea of loneliness versus love, like, are you afraid of being lonely so you find somebody and it's not really love? Or are you truly love somebody or in love with somebody? And the line can get really murky there, but certainly the idea of loneliness is really important in these games and in this show, I'm sure. And then I did have the wondrous delight of watching the first three episodes, because the fourth one hadn't come out yet, with some of my friends who hadn't seen it and very much enjoyed. And I was talking to them about, because they were like, the previous episode with Bill and Frank is so tender and beautiful. And I had mentioned in one of the previous episodes that that was the one where I was like, that's where I'm going to start to see this kind of angry gamer emerge, mm-hmm. which they had already been there. Like we said, they targeted Nico Parker, they targeted Bella Ramsey. But this, they did come out to review bomb that episode on IMDb specifically. But I was heartened to see a bunch of people, I believe like a Reddit group or something, came out and kind of were posting all these positive reviews to sort of combat that. And I am loving the videos people are sending me of people really embracing that relationship. Like I showed you one where they're like playing it at a like Taylor Swift dance. That's like a montage of Bill and Frank.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Oh, yeah. And then somebody, a friend who I had shown it to just this past weekend, sent me, I think it was a TikTok of somebody slowly being like, oh, going from like, don't let him into your house. No, that's ridiculous. To like, don't let him go. It's true love. And I cry. I have loved it. So thanks to everybody who sent me those. I do enjoy it. Oh, okay. Well, so up next, I think, oh gosh, I'm so excited. Henry and Sam obviously are going to be the big thing. Also, the much alluded to bloater. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be a sad one, but I think it's going to be really, really good. But we'll see.
Yeah. It's going to be emotional,
it's
y'all.
It's going to be emotional. And you will hear our take on it a week from now. But I do want to leave with a pun. I'm just going to flip. I'm just going to flip to a random page and pick one.
And if y'all didn't know, this is specifically to the game. This actually doesn't exist.
No, but I'm this much of a nerd that I bought it for my... Also, I love puns. So basically in the game, you can ask Ellie to keep telling you puns until she runs out. But it's an optional thing. Like you have to go up to her, press triangle, and she'll tell you a pun. And I, of course, did every single pun because I love puns. And I was just curious. All right. A book just fell on my head. I only have my shelf to blame.
Only have my shelf to blame. There it is.
Yes. But people are, this book is in high demand now. Everybody's asking me to read it. So, you know.
There you go. Maybe we can get a pun an episode.
Oh my gosh. Listeners, would you be into that? No, that's too bad. As Ellie says, you can never escape Will Livingston.
It's a true story.
True story. All right. Well, I hope that you're enjoying these, whether you watch the show or care about it at all or not. And there will be more puns, more recaps, more discussion. In the meantime, if you have any thoughts, if you have any puns, oh my goodness. You can contact us. Our email is stephanieatmomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at @MomStuffPodcast or on Instagram and TikTok at @StuffIVeNeverToldYou. Thanks, as always, to our super producer, Christina.
You're the best, Christina.
Yes, indeed. And thanks to you for listening. Stuff I've Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at CedarPoint.com.